Come on, baby, get up. No time to waste. Oh, get your coffee on, Ticket Dan and Jake. Time to get your ticket up, stick it in your tailpipe. Oh, babe, time for the hang zone. Gonna hang it out, gonna hang that out. Gonna hang it out, baby, have a little conversation. Gonna talk to you, gonna talk to me. Gonna read the news, gonna feel real free. Gonna DFW to Metroplex is sprawling, baby. High five, five, yeah, you're driving. Put that on, put the radio on, put the radio. Radio wanna see hang zone coming at you. Oh, hang zone, baby, I'm coming. Yeah, let's do like a theme. Say, yo, I said, hang zone coming at you. Like, say, yo, yo, hang zone coming at you. I got a hang zone coming at you. I got a hang zone coming at you. I got a hang. Gonna get out, gonna get, gonna hang, gonna hang, gonna hang, gonna do it, baby, do the real thing. Gonna talk about it, gonna talk some more, gonna talk a little bit, gonna talk on the floor, gonna talk in the side, gonna get high, gonna do the rest, gonna do it, cause we're the best. I said, take it, baby, coming at you. I said, come again, come, coming at you. I said, hang zone, coming at you. I got a hang zone, coming at you. I got a hang zone 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 coming at you.
All right. Here we are. The Hang Zone, Jake. Inside Bitburg. I feel it on Bad Radio. Joining us for an hour this week, it is the great Gen X Davey. Davey, hello. Do you read me over?
Hello, Dan and Jake and Danny. And
hello, Maya. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
And Russell Scott.
Remember Danny?
I remember you.
I remember you. We should actually rename this the Bang Zone.
Yeah, because that's what we did Saturday.
Every Saturday.
After the show.
That's right.
Do you guys feel weird that you're talking to one another, but you're not at a car dealership grossing out people looking at luxury vehicles
getting,
on a Saturday
getting
morning?
Banned from all remotes moving forward?
Uh-huh.
It happened.
It's true. Unusual. And don't forget, we once were in adjoining, or I guess adjacent stalls, one of us doo-dooing and one of us vomiting.
Yep.
That happened.
Now let's hear more about that.
You know, it's different times.
Was I throwing up?
I don't remember.
I think I was throwing up.
Yeah, I think you were. Because I'm always doo-dooing.
At a car dealership.
But not the same stall.
No. And neighboring stalls.
And this wasn't
like we could have held hands underneath the partition.
Right. This wasn't before or after the show. This was during a commercial break. We were sick. I had flu-like symptoms.
Yeah, it wasn't a hangover. It was flu-like symptoms.
It was the pizza.
Nobody will eat the pizza.
But you fought through it.
Yeah.
Somehow.
That was a different time.
It was a different time. Then Danny quit.
Davey strikes me as a guy, my brethren, who, if nature calls when you're out at the bar, could be 1 a.m., and you might have to go do that awful act, you'll just do it.
Sometimes there's no turning back.
I'll just go home.
I'm a pretty good judge of whether or not I can suck it back up or if it's just the point of no return. And I will bomb a bar bathroom if I have to.
So, Davey, it's just coincidence that Danny happens to be here.
I know. I was so excited when I tuned in the other day and heard him filling in with you guys.
I was excited as well. I didn't know he'd be here. But the reason we actually booked you was not because your old boyfriend is here. It is because Friday you have a bit on the ticket. Would you like to promote this bit?
I have a COVID times bit for all the P1s. Well, I got super jealous because Wolanski did two of his F Around music specials over the last month and a half, right? And so I thought to myself, how can I get in on this action? Because Otherwise, I may never get to be on the ticket again.
And you like music.
And I like music. And so I've done the F Around show before. I've previewed concerts. So I think The Cure and Morrissey and Depeche Mode, before they would come and play Dallas, I would do a preview show that was kind of themed towards that band, playing mostly that band's songs, but then also related songs and, you know, doing the ticket F Around thing. And so then I thought, well, okay, what can I do? Because there's obviously no live shows anymore. And I thought, well, it's prom time and everybody's prom is canceled, so let's have a virtual prom. And then, you know, I'm ambiguously
gay. But this is for
gay.
Olds, though. This is not going to be for my kids, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think 80s music, and especially the cross-section of 80s music that I'm going to play, I think it crosses generations. That it's just good music. It's just happy, fun time party music. And so I think even though it is geared towards olds who maybe had their heyday in the 80s, that those kids that got screwed out of a prom this year, I think that they might be able to get some enjoyment out of it. I don't know. Maybe not.
You'll have to put it on Quibi.
Right?
Or whatever.
I'll have to break it up into one-minute segments on TikTok.
Now, what year did you graduate high school, Dave?
I graduated from Trinity in Euless in 90.
In 90. Haka. Interesting. Was it already heavily island populated?
Yes.
It was?
Yes. That started in the mid-80s. And we talked about this, I think, once on the orphanage, that it's all related to DFW Airport.
Yes. I do remember reading that.
Because there's a big kind of Tongan Samoan population in Euless because it's close to the airport, and there were a lot of jobs, I guess, when the airport was being expanded and constructed and then working for the airlines. And so,
what a weird history.
Yeah, so there's a big kind of little Tonga in Euless, and then we won a state title. We sucked when I was there.
Really? I'm surprised I guess it takes a little while, because my memory of them was never anything other than dominant. Dominant, and also, if you're at a party and things get a little hot and someone says, hey, the Tongans are on their way, you want to leave.
Oh, well, that was definitely the case. That was definitely the case.
For that.
Yeah, if you were at a party on Tube Street and a truck full of Tongans rolled up, then it was time to go.
They'll be shutting things down.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when I went to Trinity, that was when Tommy Maddox was at LD Bell. So they smoked us.
Now, I want to hear prom memories. I guess I don't want to totally have you just blow it all here whenever I imagine you'll do this Friday night.
I mean, there's going to be a minimum of talking on Friday. Friday is going to be mostly about the jams. I'll recap what we've played. I'm having you guys do liners to, you know, add some flavor, and we'll have.
So is that an audio thing you want from us? You said text me liners. Well, I didn't know if you wanted us.
I wanted
type
you to
something.
Text me like a voice memo.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know if you wanted.
It doesn't
like
have to
Casey
be
Kasem long distance dedication.
No, You don't have to go into the studio and record anything fancy.
Can I request a song? What do you want?
Sure, you can request a song. I've gotten ones from Donovan, Saroy, Danny, and Mike Reiner from Beyond the Grave. And, yeah, they're all relatively the same, just kind of talking about their prom memories, shouting out. The only song request was from Rhines. So you don't have to request a song unless you want to.
Well, I just put out because I also know you requested us to do a Twitter thing with hashtag 80s prom.
Ticket 80s prom.
Ticket 80s prom, sorry.
That's okay.
And I just did that on Twitter. I just sent it to you.
Okay, awesome.
If you wanted to take a look at the photo. Is this what you're asking for?
Yeah, what would be great.
I had a prom at my girlfriend's high school and my high school. She went to an all-girls high school.
Oh, hey.
So she was all pent up.
Oh, man. Hey, dude, right. look at that feather butt cut on
the,
young Dan.
The part in the middle,
yes.
Feathered hair. Was something I worked on for
Were
many
these back-to-back
years.
Proms?
Yeah, same month.
Oh, like your prom and her prom. I got
you. Yeah, she. Yeah, it was two.
And of course, she had to get different dresses, and then she made you wear different bow ties.
Right, different cummerbund.
Right. But yeah, she's a little pixie, a little spinner.
Well, when I made the comment that she was pretty attractive earlier, I was reminded she was probably 17, so I feel like I'd want to pass that on to you.
It's legal in Texas.
You didn't phrase it as you thought she was attractive. You said, what a piece.
I don't know. I mean,
right.
I'm
little
sure
spinner
of it.
Is much more, much more respectful to you.
What's the age of consent in Ohio?
I don't know. I was never concerned about that. Why do people know that?
Is that why you moved?
I've got to get to the South, man.
Man,
why does everybody know that it's 17 in Texas? That's like the creepiest thing.
It's actually 16 in Ohio, Dan.
Oh, wow.
And that's creepy that you know that.
That's Danny's Super Bowl trick. He knows every
Danny
state.
Can give you any state. Maine.
Can't Montana. Name the capital, but he
Montana,
can tell you the age of consent.
15 if you're within 3 years.
The last time I checked, the age of consent in Sudan was 9.
Oh, dear.
Jeez, bro.
Is that the world record?
High
well,
five.
As the great David Cross said in one of his very early specials, listen, there's only a law against it, because if not, people would do it.
It's true. But yes, Dan, these are perfect. What I would ask you is to just do it again. Send them back out on Friday night.
You need this between 9 and midnight Friday night.
Yeah,
because
we're trying to get people to join the conversation.
All right, hopefully.
With hashtag Ticket80s Prom on Twitter.
People call in to make requests too, or is that just going to?
No. Okay. We're not going to take calls. And I mean, I guess I'll take requests if they're songs that I was already planning on playing. So.
Okay. Like. Possibly from us, though.
Sure. Yeah. If you have something special,
it has to be an 80s song.
Yes, it has to have come out. I mean, if you want to fudge it a little bit, between 79 and 91.
Okay. All right. That's what. Yeah. What do you think, Trey? Are you on board with this?
All right.
All right. So, well, hang with us, Davey.
As I would
we're
love
doing
to.
An hour here.
I'm doing nothing. I have nothing going
on. Do you have
on.
The time?
Yes, I believe I can carve out the next two segments for you.
Okay, Dave Lane is with us for a whole hour, and the next segment will be the 1:30 news. And here's a tease.
Who knew that Davey held local office?
All right, Davey Lane is here with us in the Hang Zone. And we are now going to do the 1:30 news with Jake.
Take it in, hey, Mido.
Raising Cane's, woo-hoo!
Davey, have you heard Dan's fart from yesterday?
Yes, I heard it earlier.
It's fart.
Is that,
fart,
is that the
fart
news
junior.
Dismount?
Yeah. You'll hear that here in about 8 minutes. Crazy story out of Fort Worth from late Monday night, early Tuesday morning. Officers responded to a crash at over the West 7th neighborhood at 2801 Crockett Street, which is where the bar Concrete Cowboy resides. Earlier in the night...
Were you talking about them yesterday?
I don't think so.
Okay,
so that was a different place in Uptown, Bottled Blonde.
Mm. Concrete Cowboy was brought up, though.
Yeah.
As far as a citation being issued.
Okay. See, that's Danny with Steel Trap. Yeah. Earlier in this night, so Monday night.
That's what a clean brain will give you.
Officers responded to a disturbance that an intoxicated man was arguing with the staff, and he was asked to leave. He was supposed to ride home with a friend, but he got into his own vehicle, drove down the street where he attempted to run over the bar staff standing outside the bar. Now, I have a friend who lives very close to this bar and sent me a video that I just sent to the three of you so you could see what was happening here. This dude is in a Grand Theft Auto rampage.
It's insane.
It's disturbing.
He drove over the curb and hit several objects before turning around and attempting to run over the bar staff again, at which point he missed the staff but hit a woman who was a patron of the bar that night and, quote, not his intended target.
Who was the person that was laying in the middle of the road next to the SUV?
I feel like that's the person he hit. Okay. You know what? I'm not sure. The video
is this a public video?
I don't think so. I'll check before I post it. But yeah, it's taken from a balcony above, and he is driving around. Now, it is pretty late. If this were 10 o'clock, this area would have been packed, I can imagine, even right now. But he is just, it really does look like Grand Theft Auto. Just
yeah, he's diving out of the way.
Oh, yeah, there's people diving out of the way for sure. He's been apprehended, yes. 34-year-old Moises Salinas. And he's been charged with 2 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, 1 charge of aggravated assault causing serious bodily injury. You remember for like 3 months when we didn't have any stories like this?
Yep.
Because everything was shut down.
Remember when we had sports?
Yeah. I remember having some stories, at least from Tarrant County. I think the DUIs were way, way, way down, even though alcohol sales were way, way up. So people were just kind of getting it on their couch and falling asleep.
Remember the beginning of the year when you were counting? They were going Dallas County had like a death a day or a murder a day. Mm-hmm. Tarrant was falling off. Then that fell off tremendously, right? There's just not as much murder with the shutdown.
I've seen that there's more spousal abuse and child abuse, but less murder.
Okay, so
I don't know how that all.
So thumbs up.
If you want to thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yay!
There was a public protest in Wiley last night. Angry residents upset with the mayor, Eric Hoag. Let's see here. Regarding an exchange that the mayor had with the mayor pro tem. The mayor pro tem asked if someone from a faith group could lead prayer before council. The mayor, who is a minister at the Church of Christ, responded, "All I ask is that those leading the prayer be young men." He said he does not believe a woman should ever lead a prayer.
Huh.
In response to the protest, the mayor, who is not running for re-election, which means he is gone clear, did not apologize for what he calls, quote, his opinion. But he did add that he did not mean to offend anyone.
Do we ever?
Where was the prayer going
to
be?
To like, open council going forward. Or maybe it was just for this one, but someone else asked, can we have a prayer before council?
Is there not a separation of church and state?
Oh, come on, man.
This is Texas.
Yeah.
Texas.
And then this... So... Just the prayer to lead council, that's cool. But then if you say a woman can't do it.
Right. That's old school Bible. Protest.
Right.
That women can't be leading no prayers.
I mean, that's how it was.
Is that a quote?
When I was growing
from
up.
From the Bible?
Yeah, I believe that was Matthew 6:12.
Yeah, I mean, do you guys ever remember
women be tripping?
Your moms or grandmas being asked to lead the prayer?
No, they just stuck them in the choir.
I don't know.
You didn't get beaten down by as much church as, at least I know, you know.
No, I had some
Danny
early,
and I did.
Early churching, yeah. But they don't let the ladies do that. I know, of course, Catholic churches, you know, can't do anything.
Although there is
can't
a
be in charge.
A slight Catholic angle here because it says not just men, but all I ask those leading the prayer is that they be young men. So
young
even
men.
Put in a slight age filter.
That makes it weirder.
Yeah, it does. Church was voluntary for me.
Did he specify like blondes or brunettes?
Yeah,
strapping
weight, a height weight requirement.
It was totally
maybe,
optional.
Maybe
for
wrestlers.
You?
Maybe
yeah.
Just the wrestling team.
In a town that size, though, if you didn't attend some type of organized church, you missed out on a lot of social events. So to me, it was an opportunity to raise hell.
Pull wool.
I wasn't doing that in high school.
Davey, did you ever have to attend church camp? I know Danny and I have told church camp stories before.
Church camp was not really a Catholic thing.
Ah, okay.
I went to Boy Scout camp, but I didn't go to church camp. I went to a lot of church, and I went to a lot of religious education classes and functions, but there were no camps, really.
I can't believe the Baptist Church allowed us to do what we did at camp every year.
But they didn't know. They thought you
they
were
do
just
now.
Praising the Lord.
I never went to a Baptist church till we came down to Arlington for the summer to visit Uncle Gary, and then Aunt Terry thought we could use some churching up.
Were you spending the summers with a morning show.
What, Gary and Terry?
Yeah.
You know about Uncle Gary.
Yeah, living but I didn't know he was married to Aunt Terry, though.
Oh, yeah. So she took us to church because Uncle Gary's son would visit as well. So then we would spend a month with him. And I had never been to a Baptist church. And it's the first time I ever saw a whole person. Like, I've seen, what do you call it when you sprinkle the water
christening.
On the baby's head? Christen the baby. Yet when you christen a boat, you slam a big bottle into it.
And if you christen a new apartment, we all know what that means.
Every right, room in the right. house.
Mm-hmm. And the stove.
Yeah, you should never christen a baby with a giant bottle of Corbel. Right to the fontanelle.
Yeah, just Gen X that baby. One word can mean three different, really, really different things. Anyway, I've never seen it before. A man was like dunked his whole body into like a bathtub or...
Yeah,
like a big giant thing of water up top,
they
and I just
like,
thought
they
that
have like
was.
A,
I'm like, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
A mm-hmm. James Brown hot tub up on the stage.
They really do. That's what I mean.
It was
I
was a huge thing
was,
of water.
I was probably 13, and I got the '70s hot tub dunk.
You were christened at that time, so they
we
they
just
don't,
called it baptized.
They don't
yeah.
do or baptized. That's yeah, baptized.
Right
in the baptism,
somewhat interchangeable.
Our kids yeah, were no. baptized as well, but they weren't dunked into water.
Did you see the other day?
They were just, you know, sprinkle a little on them.
I guess it was for a Catholic christening, but so that they could stay.
The violent dunking?
I've seen the violent dunking, but the more recent one was the priest had a water gun, and it was like neon.
Oh, I saw that on the...
Blast him with the super
soaker. It's the social distancing?
Right.
Baptism? Do they still do that now if you go to a Baptist church?
Yeah.
The whole body gets dunked?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So they reserve it for post-baby people?
Yeah, because you have to decide.
Do you wear the Polyphonic Spree robe?
Yes.
Really?
I had a robe of sorts. Or
the,
maybe just like
Mark
a really loose t-shirt type thing. Kind of cheap.
Tall tee.
Yeah, I had a Six Flags tall tee.
A wet t-shirt tee.
Will you guys be locked in this afternoon at 3:33 Central?
Hell yeah.
To the SpaceX launch. Conditions currently not favorable, as
no,
there was
no.
a tornado warning in the area. But I believe that ended half an hour ago without
so
any visible twisters.
What is SpaceX?
Is that part of Space
that
Force?
Elon Musk?
Yeah, it's
yeah
Elon
that's
Musk.
His private company.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
And it's using, though, NASA astronauts, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is the first ever endeavor that...
This is the first manned flight with U.S. astronauts that is a private endeavor, private company.
And have his rockets been doing well?
Oh, yeah.
Like, is there risk
he has,
here?
He has... SpaceX has rockets that can land themselves. That, you know, most of the time, like when you would watch the space shuttle launches and they would have the big fuel tank in the middle and the boosters on either side, and then once it got out of the atmosphere, the shuttle would jettison all that and it would just burn up in the re-entry. But the SpaceX rockets, like, they can re-enter the atmosphere and then they can land just vertically back on their
really?
On their landing gear. It's crazy.
With no parachute?
No.
Just like he does the self-driving car, right?
Yeah, it's the future.
Same bit.
I think they have a big, is it McGregor, Texas? Or maybe they have one at South Texas. I think they have a testing
you can't
site
even read.
Down near the border. No, not Conor McGregor. Stretch Armstrong. The two men who will man the rocket are described in this story as space veterans Doug Hurley and Bob Benekin.
There's Bob and Doug?
There's something very childish about the term space veterans. And as Davey said, yes, it would mark the first time a private company sent human beings.
They know their way around space.
Are you
they don't
still,
have to get the maps go.
Jake, are you still in the SG camp on space?
You know, it's kind of a nuanced position. I'm not that interested in it. But really, at the beginning, that was all just me looking at the world and thinking, boy, it seems like I kind of got a lot of problems down here. And then people are like, well, but Velcro. And I'm like, yeah, but I mean, you tell me we couldn't have arrived upon Velcro or...
I always thought your initial stance on space being super gay was just that all the people who were really into stuff growing up, like when you're in elementary school, you didn't like those kids.
Right, because they were less interested in, like, peregrine falcons and lions and stuff that I thought was cool. I'm like, look, we got cool stuff down here. We don't even know what's up there. Why aren't you guys more into the zoo?
The unknown is pretty cool, though.
Yeah, but life wouldn't be as kick-ass now if we didn't have the race to the moon in the 60s.
See, I think that's a snow...
Support that statement.
That's a snow job, I think, by the government.
Back that statement up.
I'm just saying that the pace of technology would not have been as rapid had we not had the goal of the lunar landing. That really set off the computer age.
If you believe it actually happened.
Ooh. Right.
Well, there. He trumped me.
Literally.
Yeah, I guess my thought is that we might have still come across Dippin' Dots in terrestrial quests. Like, maybe we would have found more cool stuff in the ocean.
But is space, or going to the moon...
We could have
is
found
much
Megalodon.
Like, is much like FaceTime. We anticipated it heavily, and then we got there, and we're like, eh, not that great.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
We just stopped doing it.
We're 32,000 feet up here.
Like, we can FaceTime, but we don't.
Let's head back.
We'd rather just make a call.
Aren't we supposed to be going back, like 2024 or something?
Is that
to the
point of Space Force?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good, because they want to set up a lunar base to then have manned flights to Mars.
Correct.
Really?
And it takes 4 months to get to Mars, Jake.
From the moon?
That's it?
That's it.
I remember Matt Damon. It took him years.
I know. And then he grew potatoes in his poop.
Is that actually a plot line of that movie?
Oh, yeah.
It's a huge plot line.
It's like the only thing.
Come on.
You wouldn't see that movie, huh?
No, I would not.
Well, now will you? Now that you know about the poop potato?
Maybe I will. All right, coming up next, more prom talk with Davey.
We're done with news?
Why am I the only one of the four of us whose parents actually loved him? All right, 154, Dan and Jake, Jake and Dan. We'll close the show out at the 2 o'clock hour with some, is any of this even going to matter?
That sounds depressing.
Kind of in a nihilist sports mode, much like nihilist Godzilla started our show with a haiku today, posing a question to Mothra.
I like the way the open's been.
Sorry, Blake, but it's Dave Lane joining us here in the Hang Zone. Davey's here. Danny's here. He'll be here all week. So you have a bit coming up Friday night. What's Downbeat here on the ticket?
Right after the top 10, so 9 p.m.
At 9 p.m., you will hear Gen X Davey on your airwaves hosting an 80s prom.
So that's right.
Socially distance, pour yourself up some, I don't know, like a water bottle liquor, like it's prom.
Yeah, spike some punch.
Yeah, and then enjoy some tunes with Davey. Before we get into our larger topic here, I did want to ask you guys if you have any prom, either horror stories or anything that makes it unique, bad, good, or otherwise.
I didn't actually go to my prom because I'm a nerd, but I do have a prom story.
Did you tell everyone in your graduating class, someday... 30 years from now, I'm going to host a prom music show.
No. The reason I didn't go is I was a drama nerd, and we were at a state one-act play in Austin the same weekend as our prom. And so there were some people in our company that flew back and went to prom, but my girlfriend was also part of, I think she was a year or 2 years younger than me. And she was also part of the traveling company. And I didn't want to have to pay for both of us to fly back, and we just didn't do it. So I didn't go. But the story, and I can't remember if it was from my senior prom or the prom from my junior year, but I do remember that there was a guy who ended up having to transfer out of Trinity. Because he got so wasted at prom, and it was one of those hotel, like a banquet hotel, and the story was that he got so wasted that he got totally nude in his hotel room and was grinding his wiener against the sliding glass door to all the people down below. And he was shamed so much for that that he had to transfer and finish out high school somewhere else. I don't know how true that is.
Lauded for that.
Yeah, he's a, he's a champion.
I don't know if any of you got naked at your prom.
No, the worst thing I have, as I was telling Dan, is I went my senior year of high school, but then my first year of college, whenever I was going to school here locally and interning for Mike and Grego and Danny and Corby, my girlfriend then was a high school senior, even though I think she was older than I was because I'm young for my grade. And going back to the prom after you've graduated from that high school is the biggest loser move you can pull.
Yeah.
Because somehow the senior football team, who were all, you know, pretty much my age, but I'm out of high school now, they were still basically putting me in a locker.
I feel like
I'm in college.
I remember a girl.
Shut up.
I remember the hot girl in school having like the 21-year-old boyfriend.
Yeah.
And it was just real, real weird for him to be at prom.
Yeah, the same girlfriend that I had when I was a senior, when she was a senior, we were still kind of on again, off again. But I told her, I said, I'm not going to prom. You can take somebody else. I don't care.
Yeah, it's just weird.
Yeah, it felt real weird.
Old guy in the club.
So one thing we wanted to talk about as we were kicking around, what do we talk with Davey about? And we could just retell the tale of Stoma Man again because he's been calling into the e-break a lot.
But I had a request. Somebody wanted you to talk about Icarus, the gnome
who lives in pudding.
Yeah, I don't even remember what his bit was other than living in pudding.
That's not enough.
I think he sounded gay.
Maybe, yeah. I don't even remember the voice.
If that's a sound.
So Dan, unlike me, was not glued to the radio some years ago on two separate occasions. One, where Danny told the story of tracking down his biological parents. And
I'm familiar with that story.
Okay.
Yeah.
But less so whenever Davey told the story, which I believe happened first. And
yeah, I didn't know you had that same deal, Davey.
Yeah.
And Dan has also never sought out his biological father, dad number one of the three.
And I have a good lead on him if I wanted it.
You just haven't pulled the trigger?
But I've just always wondered what the end game would be. Why would I do that?
Yeah, you don't know.
And
you know, you think, and I don't know about Danny's experience, but going into it, at least my mindset was that this is going to be a total epiphany, and I will fully understand myself as a human. And I will be able to move forward in this life with a new sense of enlightenment.
So let me back up, though.
My expectations were highly less measured than, or more measured than that.
Yeah. I had great experiences on both sides, but it was not the life-changing moment of clarity that I had built it up to be.
So you were adopted and you knew this?
Yeah, I always knew.
Okay, so you have two adoptive parents.
My adoptive parents were always very open, and they also adopted one of my two younger sisters as well. There are three of us. Two of us adopted, one biological, because they didn't think they could have kids, and then the third one was a happy accident.
The miracle baby.
Yes.
Okay, so all your life, because I do remember, so my thing is my dad left, or my mom and dad, my mom got pregnant when she was 18, had me when she was 19, apparently got married to my dad, or to my biological father. He took off pretty early in the process, and I think has been gone since I was a little baby, you know, before I could ever say a word.
Uh-huh.
And then she got pregnant again 4 to 5 years later.
I would go more with fruitful.
Then got married to the guy who would adopt me. His name is McDowell. And
is that what you called him?
No, he was dad. He was just my dad.
Hey, McDowell, where's my juice box?
I kind of have a memory of being in a court and having to say yes to a judge. When do you want to be or something? I don't know. But it's very, you know, at the age of four, you don't have much memory. So then that was my dad growing up and all that kind of stuff. So I have always had the thought, but I never really, I don't know. I just didn't know why I would end up doing it. So I never have. Although I do know he lived in my town or around there. And grandma had offered me some information and gave me his name and stuff, but I never followed up.
And your, so I'm like, your what mom, am I going to do? Your mom lost track of him or just didn't care whatever happened to him.
Yeah. He was a high school, probably went to prom with my mom, speaking of the prom. So that's my story, and I've just never followed up. I've heard Danny's story a bit, but yours is totally, it sounds totally different to where you have always, you always felt you had some kind of a longing or an emptiness or what?
Yeah, just kind of a fish out of water feeling, like loving my family and being appreciative of my family, but also feeling like I didn't fit in with them. That surely that there's another set of people out there that I share some DNA with that I would have a different experience with. That was what I had built up in my mind.
How did you go about finding them?
Well, the first one I found was my mom, and that was via the internet. There are many different places where you can post non-identifying information and try and get matched up, usually just by birth date and birth city.
It's called a passive registry.
Right. And so the one that actually worked for me was more like a message board where it was drilled down to, like, the county. I was born in the state of New York, so you would go and click through New York and then click through the county, then click through the city, and you could just post a message, and then somebody would reply if they were also looking. And my aunt actually messaged me and said, I think that my sister is your mom, and put us in touch and exchanged some emails, and I had a little bit of information to go on, and she confirmed everything, and I realized that, you know, she wasn't scamming me and she wasn't, you know, lying. And so, we were in touch for a while, and then maybe, I don't know, a year and a half, 2 years into having that long distance, you know, email relationship, we decided to meet in person, and she still lived in New York. And so I was going to be in New York for, so I don't know if it was business or pleasure, but she rode the train down, and I met her in Grand Central Station in New York City, and we spent the day together, and she brought me some old pictures, and, you know, we had lunch and walked around, and it was great. And then turns out she has two boys that are younger than me, and I connected with them. And then I was always curious about my dad's side, and she said, well, you know, I can probably track him down, because turns out he never moved from where he lived when she knew him. And so she eventually reached out to him and asked if he was interested in learning about me. And he was kind of standoffish at first, but his wife, who actually he was married to at the time I was conceived.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful.
His wife was actually much more accepting and encouraging him of meeting me. That, you know, she sent me an email and said, I consider you a member of the family, and I think that your father needs to take a more active role in trying to reach out to you. And unfortunately, she passed away before I got to meet her. She died of pneumonia a couple winters ago.
But now you have to meet a guy who's showing reluctance.
Well,
and at the behest of the other woman, or
right.
I guess she's not the other woman. She's
right.
The woman. Your
yes.
Mom's the other woman.
Yes. But he did eventually come around. And that side of the family is actually bigger. There are two boys that are older than me, a girl that's almost my same age that that both women were pregnant at the same time. And then,
baller.
And then two boys that are younger than me.
So that's the story. He was cheating on his wife. He got lady pregnant.
They were,
and
they worked,
like,
together. My mom and my dad worked together.
And then did she keep it hidden? Like, did he never tell his wife?
He never knew. I mean, obviously he knew that they had an affair, but he never knew that she got pregnant.
Ah.
That she went away to a halfway house, a Catholic halfway house for pregnant girls.
Boy, that's a Mad Men era thing, right?
Yeah. So she gets swept
away. Let's hide her away.
swept away by her family. And so, you know, before she starts to show, she goes and lives at this house and then, you know, squeezes me out and then returns like nothing ever happened, right?
Yeah, my mom had the Peggy Olson experience as well.
Yeah. So, but he ended up being willing to see me, and I went to go visit them. And I've been back to visit them twice. And I haven't met the two older sons because they had the, you know, opinion that meeting me would be an affront to their mother who had passed away, even though, you know, she was accepting of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I still have not met them, but one of them, you know, we've connected like Facebook or whatever.
So the lady that passed away, who was not your mom, but she was married to the guy that cheated on her with. When did they all discover that you even existed?
When my mom reached out to him.
Oh, man.
So he had to fess up to his wife.
Yes.
After 30, 40, yeah. Or how old were you?
Yeah. And I was, that's why I was very reluctant to go ahead with this, because I was like, I don't want to ruin anyone's life. I don't want to, like, set off an atomic bomb in this family after 40-some years. You know, so it could have gone.
Like, they'd be like, what does he want?
It could have gone really sideways. It could have been really awful, but it ended up being a great experience. And my two younger brothers on that side are probably the two that I'm closest to of all of the siblings that I've met. They're great dudes. And, you know, my daughter and their daughters have all hung out. You know, we went and visited last summer.
Really?
Yeah. And my father passed away like maybe 6 months ago.
Wow.
Now, how do the people that raised you, that I'm sure you call mom and dad.
Yes.
How did they take all of this?
They were always encouraging. And as soon as you turn 18, you have the opportunity to register for these sites and, you know, write letters to, you know, agencies and ask for state records and whatever. And they were always encouraging of, you know, as soon as you want to do this and however you want to do it, we support you. And they were always, you know, great about it. And now, you know, my mom, you know, that raised me is a saint. And, you know, she and my birth mom, you know, they exchange emails or texts on Mother's Day or on my birthday or on either of their birth. They're in touch together. You know, both my fathers, my, you know, adoptive father and birth father are now deceased. They both passed away this past year. But both moms are, you know, they have a great relationship.
When you met your brothers, did they both have pointy sideburns and Prince Valiant haircuts?
No, but my youngest brother is somewhat of a mini-me. The first time that I hung out with him, he works for a university up in New York, and he was at a some kind of education conference in San Antonio. So my wife and I went to go meet him and hang out a couple nights in San Antonio with him. And, you know, she would just comment about how he was such a mini-me, that our mannerisms were similar, and that we would, you know, she would walk behind us as we were walking down the street, and we had the same gait. And, he's not a dead ringer.
Man.
He's not a dead ringer, but there certainly is some commonality where you're like, yeah, I could see it. I could see it for sure.
Is he prone to horrible hemorrhoids?
I think that is something that only I have in the family.
Has he hugged Stoma Man?
Right. No, he has not hugged Stoma Man.
Does he have a female force field when he goes out to a bar?
No, again, I think all of these things only I inherited.
Did he marry the daughter of an AFC legend at the quarterback position?
No.
So you got that one going for you.
Yeah, I do have some scoreboard.
You know, I've heard that from people who are who want to adopt, that they go out of the United States because they don't want this happening.
Because they don't want the complication.
Long lost mom showing up or something like. Because I think in the U.S. I don't know. I'm out of my depths here, but I think you have to file certain paperwork, and you know, a kid could be able to track down his mom. And I think some people would say, like, they might go to another country because they don't want this future complication, like
right.
You suddenly showing up.
Because records are sketchier over there.
Yeah.
And there's the the distance between you.
This has been a horrible reminder that any of us, this, you know, outside of marriage, before you were married, that until the day you die, someone could call you and say, you're my dad.
Yeah.
Like, how old was that guy when he got that call? Your biological father, 60s?
Yeah, 70s, I guess.
He's like, what?
Yeah, by the way, you have a son from...
Yeah, I could see being
43 years ago.
Not really on board. But then all of a sudden the wife does find out. That does sound like a big wrench being thrown into the whole thing.
Sheesh.
All because Davey felt a longing.
Right.
And then he got done with it and was like, I don't feel any better. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, thanks
I'll
for
checking out now. It's been nice talking to you.
At least I have my questions answered.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're at peace with it, Dan. So, yeah, I don't bother.
Yeah.
All right. Well, check out Davey Friday night at 9 o'clock, 80s prom.
That's a weird dismount.
Send him your prom. Send him your prom photos and check him out. We appreciate
you stepping into the
end zone.
You know, I've seen Dan and Corby and a few P1s have already posted pictures. I saw Monty. Justin Montemayor sent a picture of himself and his right hand.
Oh.
So
I thought he would have sent the Kevin James picture.
Those are all great, but I would encourage you to just tap the brakes and send those during the show. So tune in Friday night,
Friday
9 p.m. Yeah, retweet it or save it for Friday night, and we'll have loads of fun.
Hashtag ticket 80s prom. Davey, we appreciate it, man.
Thank you for having me. It's been great fun. Anytime.
You're the best.